Concerns about the possibility of a Brexit deal being reached ahead of Thursday's EU summit, a new poll showing a surge in support for the Taoiseach, and the Aer Lingus flight attendant who is pursuing her damages claim against the estate of the late Dolores O'Riordan are some of the stories on your front pages this morning. So, could Brussels torpedo the deal? That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, which takes the line that fears are growing that the European Commission may scupper the proposed Brexit deal agreed by Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson. The Irish Independent leads with a similar line, reporting that last-ditch talks to secure a Brexit deal are headed for extra time. While for its lead story, the Irish Examiner quotes Taoiseach Simon Coveney's assertion that big gaps remain between the two sides on Brexit. The Taoiseach's boosted personal satisfaction rating, which has jumped by 15 points to 51% in the latest Ipsos MRBI poll, provides the lead story in today's Irish Times. The poll, which was conducted in the 3 days following the Taoiseach's meeting last week with Boris Johnson, also shows an increase in 11 points in support for the government to 42%. The Herald leads today with the damages claim which Aer Lingus flight attendant Carmel Coyne is pursuing against the estate of Dolores O'Riordan following the incident in which the late Cranberry singer is alleged to have assaulted Miss Coyne on a flight in November 2014. For its lead story, The Echo interviews Kelly Lynch, a friend of Timothy O'Hourihan, who died after he was attacked in a tented village in Cork City at the weekend. The Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, leads today with an interview with a former friend of Lisa Smith, who is opposed to the idea of bringing the Dundalk woman home. The Irish News leads today with revelations related to the Cash for Ash scandal contained in a new book by journalist Sam McBride, and The Times also carries an extract from that book today. Elsewhere this morning, most of today's papers report on Derry woman Emma D'Souza's ongoing legal challenge against a British Home Office ruling that she is British by birth, since she argues that she has a right to identify as Irish. An appeal being taken by a teenager who has lived in Ireland since 2012 with her Eastern European parents against the Justice Department's ruling that she's not entitled to citizenship, meanwhile, is also carried in most of today's papers. 16-year-old Adriana Borta is taking the case on the basis that her 5-year-old sister, who was born here, is an Irish citizen. Boy in €60,000 injury case filmed jumping off bridges. That's a headline over a story in today's Independent, which also receives coverage in most of today's other papers, about a dismissal of a case in the Circuit Civil Court yesterday in which a Dublin teenager who claimed that he had to give up boxing and football after a car accident had been filmed somersaulting over bridges into water and on a scrambler motorbike weeks later. A new code urging clampers to avoid being aggressive or threatening is also covered extensively this morning. And the Examiner reports today on its back page on a 10% rise last year in the turnover of prison tuck shops to €6.6 million. After all the publicity surrounding the online spat between two high-profile footballers' wives recently, it's refreshing to read in today's Star about a post from Erin McLean, wife of Republic of Ireland footballer James McLean, looking for advice from fans on Facebook about her travel plans to see Ireland play Switzerland in their bid to qualify for Euro 2020 tonight. Last-minute flight to Geneva booked, she posted, where's best to stay? A fan quickly responded that she had just cancelled a room in a hotel, which would be up for grabs. And finally, the Herald has a nice picture story today about a turtle which is thought to have been blown over by storms from the Canaries to a beach in Galway last month, who are now told is being spoilt rotten at Ocean World in Dingle.